Okay, post bechina number one, we begin Simin Sadi Gimel. We'll begin Sadi Gimel with a very important conceptual topic, and we will end, almost towards the end of Sif Aleph, which is actually the end of the Simin. We'll also conclude with a conceptual topic that's connected to this, and that is how we look at Kli Eina Ben Yom on the Sugi of Nosin Tam Lefgam. In between those items will be a lot of technical discussion of what to do with a kedera that has tam iser in it, but one of the basar or chalav is tam pogum, and we will b'siyata d'shmaya go through the poskim in that regard. If you take a look at the tour begins kedera shebisho ba basar lo yivashel ba chalav and bishol ba mitoich me'es le'es asur. Now really the simon that deals with nois and tam lefgam is simon kuf gimel. In simon kuf gimel in Hilchos Taruvos, we're going to discuss the halacha of when isur doesn't taste good and it falls into a taruvos. That's the case of nois and tam lefgam. Here in Sadi Gimel, we're going to talk about a kli that starts off, even though it quickly segues into a very, very technical discussion, but we're going to start off with this very basic conceptual halacha. As the Beis Yosef introduced, the source is on Ayin Heima Beis and Avodah Zara, whether Nosein Tam Lefgam is Mutter or Aser, and we paskin Nosein Tam Lefgam is Mutter. So the Beis Yosef points out about 10 lines into the second Dibur Maskel, Mashkas Rabbeinu Tim Bishol Avetelchon Esel Eis, that the Rosh points out that's not only in regards to food, but it's also in regards to the Kli, that any time it's Me'es La'es, it's going to be considered Bas Yomo. There is a big Machlokas Rishonim, whether you need 24 hours or Linas Laila, that we're not going to discuss today. Mi'ikur Dedina, we paskin after 24 hours, the Tam is going to be Pogum, and therefore the Halacha is the food that is cooked inside is going to be Mutter. So that's what emerges from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and the Rosh over there. There is a fascinating difference, and this will catapult us into the nitty-gritty as well of Simin Sadi Gimel, conceptual differences of how to understand this halacha in regards to a kli eina ben yomo being asur on the one hand, yet at the same time, the tavshil is going to be mutter. So if you take a look in the words of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, "Kider shebishol ba basal yivashel ba chalav, and bishol ba mitoch me'eseis asur ben osein tam." Avalim shah me'es la'es kodim shebishol ba havi le'nois and tam lefgam u'mutter atavshel. So you're not allowed to use that kli on the one hand, yet at the same time, that if you cook inside of it, it's going to be mutter. So we have this interesting halacha. On one hand, you can't use the kli, yet the food inside is going to be mutter. So if you take a look in your booklet, so we're going to have three different shitas harishonim about why that's so. Tesis in Avodah Zarah on daf ayin vav amid aleph. In Dibra Maskel Mikan Ve'elech, says the following. The first wide line in Tosas, he says, L'fishak deira haya ba iser gomor tchila. The pot started off with iser gomor. In other words, what happened in a case of an Eina Ben Yomo pot is you cooked basar b'chalav inside of that pot. That was iser gomor. And then it happens to be that now the tam that's coming out is pogum because it's 24 hours. So then in such a case, the kedera started out as iser. Aval ha-maichol lo nivla ba iser me'olam. But the food never had iser put inside in the first place because the food that you cook in that pot after 24 hours is tam pogum went inside. There's no real halachic basar b'chalav that went inside. So Taisus' explanation for this halacha is the idea that when it comes to the kedera is more chomer. Its identity was one of iser, and therefore you can't use it lechatchila. But the food never had an identity of iser. Tam was pogum, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's one explanation for why the halacha is that the kedera is aser lechatchila. Yet at the same time, if you cook in it, it's going to be mutter. The food never had an identity of iser. The Rosh quotes Taisus, in Simin Lamed Vav, in Avodah Zarah, on that same sugya. And if you take a look, I underlined it, he says, Another explanation. First he says, Yahachi, quoting the Taisis. This is there's a long Simon Lamed Vav, but in the booklet it's underlined. And then he says, V'oi, b'tavshul lekel migzer dimol achol b'nispashla v'bas yoma. Lo shkiach levashol b'bas yoma ho v'asol l'chatchila afilu kishe'ein bas yoma. Says the Rosh, the reason why an Eina Ben Yomo is usher to use lechatchila, and you need to kasher it, is because we're afraid that if we're going to be matter an Eina Ben Yomo, so then people will come to use a Ben Yomo. However, says the Rush, when it comes to food, so then we're not afraid of someone coming to eat food in a Ben Yomo pot. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat that, you're not allowed to use that pot in the first place, and you're not allowed to cook in that pot in the first place. So when it comes to an Eina Ben Yomo pot, so then since we're afraid, when it comes to the food, so there everybody knows that you're not allowed to use a Ben Yomo pot. So then we're not afraid if we're going to allow you to eat the food. By a Ben Yomo, in a Ben Yomo pot, you're going to come to use the food in a Ben Yomo pot. Because the Ben Yomo pot, everybody knows, is usur to use. In other words, that itself, we know. Once you know that the food is usur, it's going to be usur to use. However, when it comes to food, that the pot itself... So the pot itself of an Eina Ben Yomo is mutter. Once a person's going to think that's mutter to use an Eina Ben Yomo pot, they're going to come to use a Ben Yomo pot. For someone to think that when it comes to a Ben Yomo, that he's now going to think Ben Yomo food is mutter, that a person is not going to think. Therefore, Eina Ben Yomo food is going to be mutter. So that's the explanation of the Rush. There's a third explanation, and that's the explanation of the Ran. The Ran actually has what we would have expected, the most standard explanation. He says it Mesiach Lefitumo in Psachim on Chesamid Aleph, three lines into the wide, in the Dapim of the Rif. And he says very simply, he says, when it comes to the food is an example of Bidiyeved. Bidiyeved, you now have food that has Tam Pogam inside, then you could be Mekel. However, when it comes to the pot, You're coming to the Rav and you're asking, could you use an Eina Ben Yomo pot? The Rav will say, no, l'chatchila, you can't. So those are the three explanations that we have in the Tosas, Rush, and Ran. Tosas' explanation was that the pot itself had Isur inside, and therefore more likely to be Machmir. The Ochel never really had Isur inside. The Rush had said that if we're going to be mater and ain't a Ben Yomo pot, you're going to come to think a Ben Yomo pot is mutter. But if we're going to be mater ain't a Ben Yomo food, that isn't necessarily going to tell people that Ben Yomo food is going to be mutter, because they know that they're not supposed to use a Ben Yomo pot. Or we have the Ran's explanation, and the Ran's explanation is that the halacha of not using the pot is a din l'chatchila, and the status of the food is a bidiyeved. It could very well be that the interesting halacha that begins Simin Sadi Gimel might be dependent on this halacha. There is we'll take a step back. In other words, this is the conceptual introduction, three different possibilities. And now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the Rishonim in regards to a pot that had something put inside when the tam was pogum. And let's take a look at the different shitas HaRishonim. Some of them are shitas that are hard to understand. And let's start with the tour, and then eventually we'll come back and be told some of the issues within the three shitas that we had above. Says the tour, continuing where we left off in the tour, Kasa Bala Itur, four lines into Simin Sadi Gimel, in Bishel Chalav B'Kedera Shel Basar, if you cooked Chalav in a Kedera Shel Basar, Vihi Bas Yomo, and it's a Bas Yomo pot, v'yesh ba shishim, ika man da'amar mivashel ba mimin shabishel ba achshav, kivan sha'atavshel mutter tam rishon bato, ukdeira nami muteres. The Bala Itur has a hard-to-understand shita, where the Bala Itur says that if you cooked milk in a fleishik dika pot, and there's shishim keneged the flesh, so then, you'd be allowed to cook milchiks inside. The svara of the Bala Itur is that the chalav actually is going to expunge, it's going to kasher the pat, and is now going to make the pat kosher. It's going to remove the basar. There's some who disagree. Some say that the Bala Iter is wrong, because when we're talking about cheres, it, remember, in those days, most of the pots were cheres. You can't take out that tam. So if you cooked milk inside the fleshik de pot, you can't assume that the milchik's kashered by removing all of the flesh, and the milchiks did go in, and everything is going to be aser. And then the Bala Iter says even something more stark. Ad kidei kach that the Chassam Sefer says he can't believe that the Bala Iter says it, and he changes the girsa. Because of who she yachol avashel ba meizam in sheirtze. And then the Bala Iter says it could very well be you could use it both for milchiks and for fleshiks. So if you're going to explain the first svara, that if we're talking about metal, then maybe you could say something wild and say this idea that when you're cooking milk inside the meat pot, it pulls out all the flesh, and then now you could use it for what you want, for milchiks. However, to say that you could use ezem in shiirtze, presumably the milk got inside to the flesh of the pot. So that is a very, very hard shita. We're going to see the Taz has a novel explanation of how to explain the Bala Iter, but the Bala Iter is known as one of the most difficult shitas in Issur V'Heter, as the Tur writes. V'ani tama, heich mutal vashu b'chol v'chi odav me'agola? Is it going to be any better than hagol? Da'afil hagol lo ma'anin t'chicherish shepole tamid ma'at ma'at. So the tour says he doesn't understand how either of those shitos are going to work. For Rabbeinu Peretz, Kasa, Rabbeinu Peretz has an interesting pshara. Afilu eina bas yoma, ubisho b'chalav, osar achakach levasho b'tchila lo basar v'l'chalav. Rabbeinu Peretz introduces what our topic that we started with, and that is, what happens if you cooked the milk inside of the fleshik tikapat, but the fleshik tikapat was already eina bas yomo. So Rabbeinu Peretz is an interesting pshara. So according to Rabbeinu Peretz, it's going to be problematic if you have something that's bas yomo. Then for sure the kli is going to be treif legamri. However, Rabbeinu Peretz says like this: lefi shehi balua mi basa b'chalav. On the one hand, it's balua mi basa b'chalav. Ela mi hishel mateches yagin lenu la'achar me'eshel eshel bishel sheni. V'im hishel cheres ein la takana l'shvira. So he says that you can't use it at all for neither basar nor for chalav. So ostensibly Rabbeinu Peretz is machmir and says even if it's an eina bas yomo, if you cook milchiks inside, so then you're stuck, strongly disagreeing with the Baal HaItur. However, the Rabbeinu Peretz only says lo basar velo chalav. So the Beis Yosef jumps in from the Rivash and the Tshuva, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin. V'chein kasev rivash, aval yurakos u'mine kidniyos mutal avashal ba, v'nasan tam ledavar, and he attempts to give an explanation. So what we have is as follows. We have a Bala Iter that's a Shita Dechuya. At the end of the day, ostensibly Rabbeinu Peretz is machmir and says, even if the pot was an Eina Bas Yoma, you're stuck, you got to do Hechsher, and it's Cheres, which we know that Mi'ikra Dedina, we pass, you can't do Hechsher, you're going to be stuck. But he left open a small window. The small window was this idea that even though you can't use it for neither Basar nor Chalav, you'd be able to use it for Paravit. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah paskin. Let's continue in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Aval im shah me'es la'es kodim shebishel ba havelei nosin tam lefgam umutar atavshil. You have nosin tam lefgam and the tavshil is going to be mutter. Okay, that we already discussed. Aval akdeira asu levashel ba loy basa v'loy chalav. Says the Ramah, Avol Shar Dvarim Mutter, but other things are going to be Mutter. For Parve, it's going to be acceptable. So first of all, conceptually, this idea can be understood based on Tosos that we had above. Tosos had said that the halacha is that we're machmir by no saying tam lefgam, because you can't use the kli, because the kli had absorbed the item be'isser. And we're more machmir when the kli start out with iser, in contrast to the tavshil, when it's cooked in an eino ben yomo, that never absorbed the item, the iser. So I saw somewhere from the Achronim, this is the last time I was zocheh to learn with the Talmidim, I don't remember where anymore, that according to Tosos, this psak works beautifully. We haven't explained everything yet, but we'll explain the parva. And that is that at the end of the day here, this pot didn't absorb basa b'chala b'iser. Because in our case, it was a fleshik dikapat, and it was 24 hours. It was already after 24 hours that you cooked the chalav inside. So then it wasn't an iser min ha-tayra. If it wasn't iser min ha-tayra, then the kli is mutter. So what should your follow-up question be? Then why can't you cook basar and chalav? So the chalav part is a little bit harder than the basar part, right? The chalav part is now going to be asur, because let's say it's within 24 hours of you cooking the chalav. So then you won't be able to cook basar inside. But why can't you cook chalav? So that is quite difficult. And you take a look, the gruz says a lamdus. If anybody would like to give a chabura on the gruz lamdus, I'll show up for that. So if you take a look in the gruz, sif katan hey, and if you're lucky, Rabbi Friedman will also show up. So if you take a look at the gruz, sif katan hey, so then the gruz says, I told Chaim I want him to come every week. So says the gruz, sif katan hey, the chain kan chalav asur detchilas blias habasar hayelashevach. Avol shar dvarim detchilas bilua basa bechalav hayalif gam. The Gra says that einachanami, really for chalav it shouldn't be a problem because the basar over there is already tam pogum. But chalav is asur because when the chalav is asur with basar, and the basar started off l'shevach. So since the basar started off l'shevach, so then we view both the basar and the chalav as one time being functional, in other words, being shevach, and therefore both chalav and basar is going to be asur. Because the basar, which is asur to the chalav, at a time was l'shevach, at a time could have made the chalav asur, so therefore the chalav is going to be asur in that k'deira as well. Even though when you cooked the chalav inside, the basar was already pogum. But since it entrenched itself at that time, when it entrenched itself beheter, b'shevach, so then it's going to asur the chalav. I don't understand exactly the omek of the gra, but that's the only explanation that I've found. The only explanation is the Gra's explanation, and I did see that some say that what the Gra is doing is summarizing a very difficult Rivash, but I don't understand the Gra ad hasof. Anybody want to help me out? Does anybody want to help me on the Svara of the Gra? Shua?
A question.
I need help. I'm the one who asked the question now.
I'm thinking because I don't understand it because of the
question. Okay, Eitan, you have an idea before Shua's question.
I want to ask whatever you thought about the end of the Gra. Wait, how is it?
Yeah, so that much I could explain. In contrast to basar b'chalav, so when it became basar b'chalav, which would make the parva usher to use that pot, so when it became basar b'chalav, so let's spell out the days. So Wednesday you cooked basar. Friday you cooked chalav, okay? And on Sunday, now you want to use parv. So since at the time that you cooked the chalav inside, it was already, when it became basar b'chalav, was tam pogum, so pariv is not going to be a problem. But chalav is going to be asur because the chalav which linked up with that basar, the basar started out as shevach. Even though when the chalav came in, the basar was already pogum, since it started out l'shevach, then that's going to be problematic. I don't.
When was it starting as shevach? When it went into the
chalav? When it went into the pot.
So why wouldn't, but even when you cook parv on Sunday, it's supposed to, the meat's
and a chanami, that's, I'm not, I can't, I don't have a full havana with the gross saying, Shua.
Maybe this was what you just said,
okay.
I'm not sure, but isn't this cyclical as far as the Tosus is giving, essentially, since it one had started off the Isser, we'll keep it as Isser for this one, it won't squeeze.
This, I think, it fits in beautifully, except for the Chalav piece. The Pariv is beautiful. The Pariv is Mutter, because the pot was never Usser vis-a-vis the Pariv. The pot was never Usser. And contrast to what's easy, contrast that to Basar, right? You can't cook Basar in this now, because the Basar at a time was Usser. That Basar at a time was Usser.
But if we're already going so far as to say that we'll view the Basar as a shut off now, why can't we also say that we'll view both?
Okay, you're asking my question in a slightly different way. In a Hanami. That's why I left off with the Tzarachim. I looked around, I didn't see anybody refine the Gra, and I'm definitely open to hear Tir Svar Sliad.
Why can't we say something similar to like the Beis Yosef Svar for the Rashba, that the Chala is a problem because the Chala can't matter itself? That type of Svar. So the Basar is a problem because you put Chala in it.
Right.
And the Chala is a problem because you can't have Chala mattering itself. I cook Chala, you can have Chala in it.
But now the Chala is Pogom.
Yeah, but it's still, you know what I'm referencing, basically, it's his farm from the Rashba?
Yeah.
True that the chalav is pogam now, but it's the fact that you cooked chalav in this specific pot in the first place that then made it a chalav pot, mm-hmm. so that there's no longer considered a banan of using it, even when it's pogam.
Mm-hmm. I hear. Okay. I'll try to think about it more. Yes, Binyamin?
Can't we
but that wouldn't be the grub. That's a different story.
Also different. Like,
right.
We could just say that the whole thing is like the rush.
In a chenami, I'm just pointing that according Tosis's pshat works out very nicely. The Ran would be difficult. The Rosh yesh ladan in a chenami. According to the Ran, in other words, let me just accentuate. According to the Ran, who says that this is all a question of lechatchila b'di'eved, so then lechatchila you shouldn't be allowed to cook the pariv inside. So according to Iran, it doesn't work so well. But according to Tosos, that works nicely. I cut you off, Binyam. You want to say? Okay. So this is a first explanation of first attachment, if you will, of what is an application of the Tosos. Okay. Now let's go back and do the details, get involved with some of the details of this halacha that comes up in the poskim. So let's go Kiseder al pi the shach. So it comes along the shach in Sifkatan Aleph, Aser b'nosein tam. So here, the shach spells out something technical, but something that's important very much that comes up l'maisa. So shach says in Dibar Maskel, Aser b'nosein tam, he says as follows. He says, Klomar yitamenu kfela. You'll have someone taste it to see if you have the tam. V'arav azal itameh. But the Rama adds something. We skipped the Rama. Now's the right time to do it. The Rama in the parentheses says, V'tzarech l'shager k'neged kol akdera. The Rama says that in order to assess whether the food is mutter, is you need to be mesha'er the chalav k'neged the basar. So says the Shach, that's consistent, because the Rama holds later on, in the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos, that we're not some mechatim as gai, but kach kosev etzarech l'shach, k'neged kol akdera. That's beautiful. Va'af agav, demashem ekam neduchti, de'ei mashem betoch hakli, shishim neged hakli, yeshlamer de'ein achanami kamar, shetzarech l'shach, neged kol akdera, l'ficha chathav shel asur. So the Shach says that there are times that the poskim assumed that you'll never have 60 of context of Tashil k'neged the Kli. So the Shach says, so if that would be so, so why did the Rama say, v'tzarech l'shar neged kol akdera? What the Rama should have said is that the contents are going to be aser. So then he says, einach anami. That's what the Rama is saying. Inami mishkachas l'pomim she'erocha v'akdera godo kol kach. Shiyachzik ma'im shliushishim negdoi, kigoyin shenu choshta dak urechava gado. Kmo shekasa beis Yosef. Or else he says that this assumption that the poskim made, that you'll never have shishim keneged the walls, that is talking about a case of where you have a smaller pot with thicker walls. But if you have a pot that is large with thinner walls, so then in such a case, it would be possible. Now to this day, there is a discussion about this topic. I've always was sympathetic to the Shach's second position. I think particularly nowadays, just because I would not write off a Shaila where you have the Kedera is Basar and Chalav was put inside, and to say automatically you can't have Shishim Keneged the Kedera. First of all, there's a lot of instances where the Kedera previously was used within 24 hours, was used halfway for Fleishiks, and the Milchiks went even further up. So that's going to be a discussion we're going to have later on. Do you have to be Mashar Keneged Kol HaKedera, or just up until where the Fleishiks went? But even in the case of where it's even level, at the end of the day, if you have a large pot, it could very well be, as the Shach says in the second day, that the contents would be more than 60 times. Now, of course, the difficulty is how to be Mishar, how do you estimate? So I just want to point out that you can't look at the older Svarim. Why can't you look at the older Svarim? Because our pots nowadays are much thinner, the walls are much thinner than once upon a time. If you will, try to imagine, some of you have clay pots at home, well, Shui and I have clay pots on those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of us have our flower pots by as you go up 60. So there are Arabs that are selling along the all along the roads. They're selling these clay pots. So once upon a time, that wasn't just pots that were used for flowers. That was what pots looked like. Those clay pots, their walls are very, very thick. Stainless steel is a relatively historically new phenomenon. You compare the thickness of a stainless steel pot compared to those clay things, they're not just twice the size, it's not twice the width, it's more like 10 times the width sometimes. So it seemed to me that this hanacha that the poskim went through, the Shach already gave us a Pesach over here to reassess. Now, I'm not a mathematician. Some of my children are better than me in math. My rebellion from my parents is my father has a PhD in statistics and my mother is a math teacher. So my rebellion was I didn't like math. So I'm not a mathematician, but one could probably sit down and make a cheshbon and assess. I suspect, using this second shach, that there are times that you'd be able to be mako based on shishim on large pots. But I leave it for the mathematicians here to do the details. Why do I say mathematicians? It's a Beferish of Pischei Tshuva. Take a look at this cool Pischei Tshuva. In Os Aleph, this is a Torah of the Chachma Maramakom. The Pischei Tshuva says, Va'ayim v'sefer merkeves ha-mishon, sheherich levarze al pi ha-moifis, calls it secular studies of mofis, a wonder, valderech algebra. So he writes out the word algebra over there. So Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Aleph says, through algebra, the Merkeves HaMishnah did a lot of studies. I was breaking my head on the Nosei Kehel and the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't look this up, but for sure, Lasuk Yishmaitza Liba DeHilchasa, some will do the technical work. I'd definitely be open to advancing it. Yes, Eitan?
So the Dargi Moshe himself, because I don't understand, for instance, the Shach says that it is possible to have Shishim connect the Kedera.
Right.
So as
you're saying
the first answer in the Shach, the first right. Shach sentence is oh it's impossible to have the Dargi Moshe himself.
Right. Okay.
Right.
He does quote the Ramah in Iran within the second teretz, but I hear your tzarachiyun that why did the Shach? I think the Shach was assuming from other poskim when he says b'kama duchti de emash
v'tochet. He's saying, but he's speaking.
I understand.
Right.
The Ramah himself. Okay, so you're strengthening our point. I believe that one could go with the Shach in the second day.
Also, the Dargi Moshe gives the Cheshbon how to figure out.
But not as advanced as the Merkeves HaMishnah. Yeah, Einachanam. Yes.
End of the day, the whole difference between the Baal Iter and the Mechaber is just the din of the pot.
Well, there are other conceptual issues. Whether you could look at the chalav as being magil for the basar, could it take out all of the basar? There are other issues that are involved, but the practically, the issue is the status of the pot. Yes.
Because the mechaber also says it could be kambagel.
Okay. What's that?
He also says it could be kambagel. So it's
right.
Just the status of the pot.
Right, correct. We've seen already, coming back to the issue of the status of the pariv, We've already seen this point emphasized by the Shach. And here the Poskim connect us to Halacha Lemaisa Lemaisa, as far as the Parav is concerned. If you take a look at the Shach, Simin Pei Zayin Sif Chaf, we already discussed the case of a pot that was used for making shampoo that had both basar and chalav inside. So there in Sifkatan Chaf and Pei Zayin Chaf, the Shach has an interesting formulation. He says, Kivan she'ena davar shel achila, lo chashiv hana, kivan she'ena nene migufa iser, kemoshi yisbar lekaman simin tzadi dalet. The Shach over here is something saying something very, very similar to what we said now. The Shach says that the shampoo is similar to the pariv, and you're not being nene migufa iser. The blios of basar b'chalav are not affecting the shampoo. And therefore, says the Shach, you could use it in terms of making shampoo. So you'll have a pot that has blios basar b'chalav, and you'll be allowed to make, albeit tampogum inside, you'll be allowed to use it for other things, just like we have by pariv. Also will be allowed to be used for shampoo. And then he says, Kemoshi yisbar lekamon, simin tzadi dalid, sif gimel. So he says, he sends us to tzadi dalid gimel. Tzadi dalid gimel, let's take a look at that. We have a very, very similar type of case. Im yesh shishim levatel hakaf, hakdera v'atav shel mutarim. If there's 60 keneged the kaf, when you have, let's say, a milchig spoon in a fleshik pot, aval hakafas, the tavshel is mutav hakafas surah, beinim basa beinim chalav, fishi belua mi basa chalav, vafilu bedieved osarasim chazer v'tachvua bein bebasa beinim chalav, kolz manchi bas yomo. Vim ein shishim hakol osar b'anafil akdera, ach mutter losei sesocho peiros at sonein. Kivan she'ena nene migufa iser. So here we have also a similar type of idea that the Shach made reference to, and that is that you could put peiros otzonin inside of that pot, since you're not being nene migufa iser. So just like we learned that parve is going to be mutter to cook in our case, we have a similar type of idea where you have something that's tam pogum, and the tam basar and tam cholov aren't going to be involved. If you have something tzonein, so then once again you're allowed to have hana from that pot. Nevertheless, the Shach points out that this is not Halacha lemaisa lemaisa lemaisa, our case. Even though that's how we paskin both in regards to shampoo. However, lemaisa lemaisa for Ashkenazim, we're machmer when it comes to pariv. And that is the Shach in Sifkatan Gimel. So we did the Shach in Aleph. I gave you a little bit more background for the pariv case. And now let's take a look and point out that the Shach limits our heter of pariv. In Sif Gimel, he says, "Lefishi belu meshneim hilchach asla vashal ba basal lechatchila afilu acham eis leis bishul zek moshe asla vashal chol lechatchila v'kter shel basar acham eis leis miu im bishel ba basar toch meis leis levishul bachalav pshita da tavshil aser avol im bishel bachalav pshita da mutter b'dieved avol she'ar dvarim she'enan lo basar v'lo chalav kigon yirok zugdon ka gavna mutla vashal afilu lechatchila." And then he concludes and he pulls the rug out. Says the Shach, "Ulekamon simin tzadi dalit sif hey kasa arav denogin lesser akli she'ena ben yomo afilu l'shar dvarim afilu b'shenet chavbo rak kaf ben yomo." The Shach says that even though we had a good svara that the kli is going to be mutter for all other things and the only chash should be basar b'chalav, nevertheless, says the Shach, the minig of the Ramah was ta'aser. So it's a little bit strange, the Shach himself points out, that this halacha is not consistent with the Chumrah and Ramah in Tzadi Dalet. Hey, we'll come back where the Shach says, Ein Echanami, it is a little strange. Let's take a look at the Rama that he was referring to. The Rama in Sadi Dalid Hey. Says the following. It's two lines into the Rama. Sadi Dalid Hey. Kedera Shebishla Bayirakos. Omayim. You have a pot that's cooking vegetables or water. V'tachva ba kaf ben yomo. And then you stuck in a milchak dikas spoon, which is a ben yomo. V'hakdeira eina bas yomo. And the pot was an eina ben yomo of fleishiks. He says, V'noagin lecho lahachmir lecho hamaychol kemin haklishu ben yomo. The chumra is to treat the vegetables as milchiks because the spoon was a ben yomo. V'lesar akli she'en a ben yomo. And to say that that kli is aser. V'enu ala chumra ba'alma, but this is a chumra alma kimedina kol shari. So the Shach astutely points out that this that we learned, that according to the Rivash, everything is going to be mutter with parva, and everybody pask in that way, because at the end of the day, why should Parav be Aser, everything is Tam Pogum. Nevertheless, the Ramah himself concludes that Michumra, it's going to be Aser. Therefore, the Shach points out by us, coming back to our Shach, in Sadi Gimel Gimel, V'tzarech Lomar, Dikan Sasam Advarim Linyin Dina, that here the Ramah didn't object, because Meikar Dedina, he agrees that you're allowed to use it for Parav. However, even though Mikra Dedina, it's correct, the Chumrah of the Rama was not to use it for neither milchiks nor for fleishiks, and to kasher the pot. So therefore, what comes out for Ashkenazim is as follows. Anytime you have an item, this is Lamaisa Lamaisa, anytime you have basar and chalav that was cooked together, even if the chalav was cooked in the basar pot that was after 24 hours, even though there's room to say that there shouldn't be a problem to cook pariv inside, nevertheless, the halacha is for Ashkenazim that will kasher it to use everything, for everything. For Svardim, there would be room to be mekel and say, like we said from the Svar of Tosas, that since there wasn't any bliyos b'isur, so therefore we didn't make the gzeira of Eina ben yomo onto that pot. And then we have that discussion that we didn't entirely finish, and that is why exactly the chalav will be mutter, this cryptic ra, liad suggestion going back to the Rajba. But at the end of the day, that's how we come out in terms of halacha l'maisa. You mean b'di'evid? What would the status of the parav be?
So,
yeah. So in other words, what happens if you did cook inside? So right. So that's why we have the Rama. Take a look at back in that Rama. We're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem and Sadi Dal. But since you're asking, just to give you the reference without discussing now, we're going to get to it. The Rama said v'nog in lahachmir lechol hamachol kimin haklishu ben yomo. And that is that we would, so in the case that we constructed the food, the spoon was milchiks, and the pot was, which was Eina ben Yom, was fleishiks, so you would treat the parva food as milchiks in such a case. But lichatchila, one would kasher the utensil. Good. Okay. Another example of Eina ben Yomo and the applications that we gave from the Rishonim is Tzadi Dalid Dalid. So we gave the most glamorous nafkamina between Tosas and the Ran, and that was today's halacha mi'ikur dedina. Another nafkamina would be Tzadi Dalid Dalid. Take a look at that halacha. Im Eina kaf ben Yomo, hakdeira v'atavshul mutarim. If a kaf is not ben Yomo, and you take the milchiga spoon, it's not ben yomo, and you mix it in a fleishik dikapat. So then, hakder v'atav shul mutarim, v'akaf asur l'chatchila, bein im basa bein im chalav, u'mikol makom b'di eved, eino seres kimin shalohoysa bas yomo. So b'di eved, we don't make that spoon asur. In other words, the spoon that was used, that was an Eina Ben Yoma, was mixed into fleishiks. So then in such a case, if you mix that spoon again into something else, it won't make anything else aser. It won't make anything else aser. So I have jotted on the outline that makes sense beautifully according to Tosas. Because Tosas said that if something was not nivla b'iser, so then in such a case, we didn't make the gzeira. So here too, we say that since it didn't absorb the iser when it was tam pogum, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that the food is going to be mutter, and the kedera is also going to be mutter, because the blios never took place b'yisur. So that would be another nafkamina between Tosos versus the Ran. According to the Ran, we would say, no, the kedera should be asur. We should say the kedera is asur, because at the end of the day, you could kasher the kedera. But according to Tosos, who says that's dependent on the blios, so there the halacha was that the tavshil is mutter and the kedera is mutter. So why is the tavshil? Why is the kedera mutter? Tavshil, I understand a little more. But why is the kedera mutter? So the answer is that there weren't blios b'isser, so that would fit nicely with shitas Tosas. Yes, Eitan.
Well, according to Tosas, there was a kaf b'yasul
lechechila. Why would the kaf? The kaf is always going to. The kaf now has blios of both of.
The kaf and ben
yom. Yeah. Okay.
So we never had that. Same
way
the
Kedera
never did.
No. Because if the Kaf is an Eina Ben Yomo, and you be'isser, you stir the pot, right? So then, in such a case, for sure it's going to be also with Basar. Right? It's for sure going to be also with Basar.
But it never had an answer.
Then, and your question only is in regards to the Chalav. And then comes back to the same question, the same Hezbro or the Gra that we had before.
But it never had, according to the way that we explained to us, it never had an identity of Isser. Because it never had Basar Chalav together within 24 hours.
No, that would be for using Parv or something else, but for using Basar, for sure it's going to be. For using, in this case, if it was Milfix, and then used Basar, so within 24 hours it's going to be Asar for one of them. And then that comes back to the Gra. Comes back to as far as
you said the Ran was talking about a case where there was basar within 24 hours. The Ran, when he says that,
right, he's saying that's gzeira. So you want to say the Ran is only saying
basar within 24 hours,
right?
And then the question is, now a day later,
right,
when the basar v'chalav is now in town of Gan,
right,
whatever you cooked in that pot is mutter because technically it was basar v'chalav, but the chiddush would be doing.
Right.
But
the chura, the etzem, the whole svara of the Ran is that you should never rely on this lechatchila. So the chura here, we would say also that you shouldn't rely on it lechatchila. You could try to limit the Ran. It seems to me that the Ran was talking in either way. The Ran svara would apply. You're right. If you had a raya that the Ran himself only said a svara in that case, then maybe there would be a chiluk. But if we're not aware of that, then there's no reason to say it. Finally. In regards to Cheres, we started off, the tour had quoted in regards to Cheres. So in regards to Cheres, there's an interesting prima gadim that's going to take us off to the sugya of Cheres. It will be a nafkamina, one more nafkamina in Tosas Rosh Ran. And then we'll discuss the sugya of Cheres for a few minutes as well. So if you take a look at the prima gadim in Sifkatan Gimel, in Sifsei Das, Sifkatan Gimel, so there he quotes the Tosas. That Tosa says that everything is dependent on whether it was mekabel tam b'isur b'shevach or not. So he says that according to Tosos, if it was mekabel tam b'isur b'shevach, so then in such a case it's going to be asur. And the Prima Gadim says, and for that reason, the Dvar Shmuel is wrong. The Dvar Shmuel said that in Kli Cheres, since you can't use it, you can't do Hagala. So then in such a case, he says that Kli Cheres, the Makom Hefsid, when it's Eina Ben Yomo, it's going to be Mutter. So it could very well be that if you learned according to the Ran, where the Ran says, well, if you're able to take care of this lechatchila, take care of it lechatchila. Why not kasher it? You know, it's like something like similar to davar sheyesh lo matirin type of idea. Kasher it. It's not so difficult to kasher it. Kasher it. So Dvar Shmuel says, here you're stuck. And since you're stuck, he says, then you could be mekel if the kli cheres is eino ben yomo. Now this Dvar Shmuel is referenced by Poskim when talking about China. If you have treif China, what are you going to do? So there's a hefsek meruba. So this is one of the earliest poskim that Prima Gaon quotes that says that if you have China, so then it's the ena ben yoma, it's going to be mutter behefsid meruba. No one relies on this Dvar Shmuel in of itself. It flies against the pashtus of a couple of psakim in Shulchan Aruch that we'll only get to after Pesach. And we've learned that already in the Rishonim that they said that kli cheres ein yotzei midei dafyav la'olam and it requires shvira. So the Dvar Shmuel seems to be against the pashtus of those Rishonim, which is based on Gemaras. But either way, that's what he says. So I'm just pointing out that the Prima Gaon again evokes that tosas that doesn't go like the Ran. If you would go like the Ran, so then there would be room to say that if you could take care of it lechatchila, there's a way to do lechatchila, then you're going to be fine. So Dvar Shmuel, to understand where he's coming from, that's probably where he's coming from. Then in place of where you have a way to do it lechatchila, then do it lechatchila. But according to Tosos, that variable is unimportant. What's important for Tosos is simply whether it absorbed the blios b'isser. If it absorbed the blios b'isser, then in such a case, it's going to be usser, and then you are stuck. With that in mind, we can now jump to a beautiful Taz. If you remember, we started with one of the most difficult shitas in all of Isser v'Heter. That is the shita of the Bala Itur, that the Bala Itur had said that when you cook the milk inside, so then it takes out the tam basar, and then it could very well be that you could at least use it for milchiks, and possibly, crazy enough, to the point that the Chassam Sofer said, it's too crazy, you just have to say the Bala Itur never said that, that's going to be mutter both for basar and for chalav. And the Tor asked a very basic question. The Tor said, everybody knows, it's a beferish gemara, the cheres ein yotzei midei dafyav la'olam. So how could the Bala Itur have suggested such a thing? So the Taz creates a revolution. A revolution that actually Rav Soloveitchik liked Bedas HaRambam. Our Taz in Sifkatan Aleph says something that is foreign to most Balabatim in America. The Taz develops a Shtikl Torah, where the Taz says that this rule of Cheres Ein Yotzei Midei Dafyav La'olam, which appears in the Gemara in Psachim, Adaf Lamid Amabez, which is based on a Sugya in Kachim, which is based on a Pasuk in Vayikra Vav, all of those things are talking about Kachim. That when it comes to Kachim, there the sugi over there is Nosar. That if you cook Nosar in a pot, so then in such a case, the Torah says, then you need Kli Cheres Yishaver. Now notice, I said that's from Vayikra Vav. That's talking about Kachim. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says something fascinating, radical. And the Taz says, the answer to the Bala Itur is the Bala Itur held that this rule that you can't kasher cheres is only by kachim. Kachim has a higher threshold. By kachim, you need to take out all of the tam. However, other bachalos asuris, you go after tam ki ikar. Cheres, it's not true, eini yotzei midei dafyav la'olam, the tam. Most of the tam you will get out. Some you won't get out. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that we see already that chiluk of tam kolush from the halachos of nat barnat. We already learned that when it comes to nat barnat, that we say that once the tam gets so removed, it's tam kolush. And we differentiate between hetera bala and isura bala. That when it comes to nat barnat, the Isura, then we're going to be Machmir, even though it is a Tam Kolush. However, it comes to Hetera, we're going to be Mekel. So at the end of the day, Kachim, leaving aside how you look conceptually at Nosar as Isura Bal or Hetera Bal of Amevin Yavin, that becomes a separate Sugya. But when it comes to Kachim, there we're Machmir like Isura Bal. However, when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, so then in such a case, then we're going to say that it's possible, Remember, we're not talking about treif mamish. We're talking about that this was fleishiks. You got out enough time from the fleishiks to say that it's not going to be fleishiks anymore. And that's the answer to the Torah's kasha when it comes to kli cheres. So if you take a look, I just summarized the Taz. If you take a look about two-thirds of the way down, the Taz, the punchline is, V'nira debala itorai svir le mikoyach kushizu, debecheres bechulin eina chenami deminatayra mutar ba'agola. El dafka bekotchim amra tayra eni yotzimi de dafi of mi'olam. V'rabbonon amru degam bechulin amrinan kein. V'hashin icha de svir le bala itor kilin kan, dekvar niflatam abos mikoyach ha'agola, shabali de bishul cholov, el shemid rabbonon, yesh isu mikoyach en yotzim de dafi of, v'chein im bala vashu ba bas achar shiishim eitzleis v'tam pogum, m'melim tachlish kan lisi de rabbonon, yavli de pseida. And then he goes on to say that really we could, because there's only a din de rabbonon, we could be matir both, in both directions. That is the pshat in the Taz. Okay. So I just want to point out that this Taz should, I think I heard this from Rav Miller, that this Taz is an important tziruf when dealing with cases of China that is very expensive, how one is going to deal with kashering the China. Now, mi'ikur d'dina, China is not kasherable. That's it. You have to throw it out. However, there is an important tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's in your booklet, in Chelek Beis, Simin Mem Vav, where Rav Moshe quotes a Chacham Tzvi. There's a well-known Chacham Tzvi that we're going to have, Emir Tzashem, after Pesach, where the Chacham Tzvi says that if you leave it for a full year, so then in such a case, you could kasher it through Hagala. So Rav Moshe says as follows, on three paragraphs from the end of the Tshuva, page Samach Vav, in the edition that's in front of you, Nimtze she'ika shita shehi nechona, she'lishitas ha'chacham tzvi yesh lahatir achar yud beis chodesh. V'gam b'klei porcelain, ika shita b'tshuvas yayveitz, Dulo blali klal mishum d'shia. Some say when it comes to porcelain, that's actually the exact opposite. Not that it absorbs and doesn't kick out like kli cheres, but like glass in the time of the Gemara, that it doesn't absorb at all. And that's quoted by the Yad Ephraim. Even though the Prima Gadim says beferish not that way, Ramesha concludes, at the end of the day, you have these two shitas. And finally, Ramesha's last kula is at the end of the day, porcelain is not used for on the fire as a kli rishon. V'gam b'kelim eluhem b'rov ha'pam rak b'tashmish kli sheni, v'al kopon rak safek shemishtam shu b'irui, it's a safek, v'chein yesh lismoch b'kai gavno, balu itur shevi atur, lahagil gimel panim. Isn't that interesting? The same balu itur. Balu itur says that you could be magalit three times. So Rav Miller, I believe it was Rav Miller, it's just written on the side of my Shulchan Aruch, either it was Rav Miller or Rav Ganak, who pointed out that you could be mitztaref, the Taz that we have over here, that the Taz himself said that according to the Bala Itur, which would be consistent, why the Bala Itur would be more makel by others, that when it comes to Chulin, we are more makel. Finally, I just want to point out to you that Rav Soloveitchik held this way B'das HaRambam as well. In a beautiful Shtikl Torah in Gan Shoshanim that Rav Ganak Shlita quotes in Simon Yud Gimel, the Rav pointed out that it's mefurish in the Rambam that the halacha is that one could do Hagala on Kli Cheres. If you take a look, in the Gan Shoshanim that I have photocopied for you, it's on page Lamed Aleph, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos. Yeah, the Rambam says Perches Halacha Yudalid V'lo Bechatas Bovad El Kol Akenim Shemishdamshim and Mekotchim Al Deicham and Bein Kotchim Kedoshim Bein Kotchim Kalim Tunim Rika V'Shufa Ega V'Achila V'Yimarik V'Yishtof Akli Bein Kli Matachos Bein Kli Cheres Chutz Min Achatas Sheshova Ba Kli Cheres. Chatas is an exception. So we see from that Rambam that the Rambam holds that the halacha is that you could do Hagola on Kli Cheres. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that on Pesach you have to break Kli Cheres. So if you take a look over there, Rav Soloveitchik had a brilliant shtickel Torah in order to be masbir. But at the end of the day, Rav Soloveitchik also assumed that in a case of where you have hetera bola, so then in such a case, for sure, according to Rambam, you could do hagolah mikli cheres, which is similar to the idea that the Taz was advancing in the Bala Itur, that only in particular cases by kachim. We can't get involved why chatas would be different, but when it comes to particular cases in kachim, then we say that the halacha is that one cannot do hagolah. However, when it comes to other instances, it could be the Gemara never said any yotzmi de dafiyav la'olam. Halacha l'maisa, many poskim would not recommend using this l'chatchila, but you should have this remesh in your pocket and this fascinating taz. And again, this would also fit back to the conceptual question that at first glance, according to Tosos, you would say that the porcelain and the china would be usser. According to the Ran, there might have been room to justify, and that might be the direction that the Dvar Shmuel was going in. But the Prima Gadim quotes our Tosas, who says that it all depends on the Blios of Israel. Yes, Eitan?
Two things.
Sure.
According to Moshe, where would he apply the Hefetz to Hagala on the Ran? In what kind of situation?
The situation where Moshe is talking about is a family heirloom. Let's say you have you have a relative who unfortunately didn't keep kashrus, but the china is extremely expensive. So then, in such a case, would you have to sell it and get rid of it, or could you actually use it? So Moshe says, if you wait 12 months and then you pour hot water combined with all the above things, he thinks you'd be able to be matir. Now again, I just want to emphasize these are das yachid on top of das yachid on top of das yachid. Right, the Chacham Tzvi is a Das Yachid. And the Bala Itur in Hechsher Kelim is a Das Yachid. The Bala Itur in Hilchos Bas Bechol is a Das Yachid. The explanation of the Taz, Bedasa Bala Itur, is a Das Yachid. But at the end of the day, it requires someone with real shoulders to be Matir. But Ramosha had a very astute point to point out that almost all china is not used. It's never used Agabe Eish, right? And so, at most, you can have shilas of irui. In other words, you'll have poured from that will get involved with a ladle, right? Our mahalach, whether a ladle is a kli rishon or a kli sheni, but generally, it's not even a kli sheni. According to us, there are times that would be a kli sheni. But even if it's a kli sheni, so it, within kli sheni itself, it's a chumra of the shach. To be machmer on blios of a cliche that we saw in Simon Kufei. So there is a lot of logic to Ramosha's kula. Yes, Binyan.
Sorry, for Tosos.
You had something else we'll come back to. Yeah.
The case that Tosos was talking about. What's the blio of Isser in the Kedera?
Well, Tosos was talking about any tam Isser that. That this is the sugya of Tam Pogam. That's what Tosis was discussing on that sugya. It happens to be the Gemara is also talking about Kachim there.
So then
but
it's not talking about what's for Chalav.
No.
So then in the case of the Kedera, the Kedera was Balea kosher Basar, and now the Basar is Pogam, so then why would you we're not gonna say why would the Kedera be Asar? Right. Like you say that the
Tosas yeah, that's what we said. Bedas Tosas. I agree with you.
So therefore, everything should be good.
So that's why no. I'll repeat. The Basar, if the Basar was within 24 hours, so then the Chalav is going to be Asr. And if the Chalav was for the first one, the Chalav, so then we got stuck. Why would that be Asr? So that's why we saw the Gra's idea of the Tchilas Habliya that we were stuck on exactly how to be Masmir. We'll continue in the base matters. I think we set it out. Okay, continuing on. We still have time. Let's at least try to finish Simin Sadi Gimel. Okay. The Ramah continues with entirely new halacha. We begin a new topic. The way to deal with this Ramah is through the Darche Moshe himself. So take a look at the Darche Moshe in Sadi Gimel Beis, in the Darche Moshe. Darche Moshe says as follows. Bagos Shari Dura. Now we're going to talk about pot lids, the lids on pots. Bagos Shari Dura, Kisui Mikdir Shel Basar. If you have a Kisui, Visamu Al Kdir Shel Chalav, and you put it on top of a Milchik Dika pot. Asar Akol, then everything is Asar. The Ain Shaykh No Saint Tam Lefgam. A fascinating Chumrah. That even though we have a rule of Saint Tam Lefgam, but a pot cover, that doesn't apply. Sherisicha olav and ogas bekisui tader v'nasa basioma ahetek mikubats. That mikubats means that everything has joined together. That the old stuff joins together with the new stuff, from the previous day, and everything is considered a basioma. And the Rama strongly disagrees with this. Vani ra'isi kol rabbosai noagin ka'gazu. So he says, even though all my rabbeim pask in this way, it causes hefsin mamon ku dover rogel v'shchiachu v'uchumra belo tam. So this is a very important Ramah. Someone's writing a PhD on the Ramah. This would be an important maramakom. So he says it's gorim hefsin mamon. He disagrees with all of his rabbeim. Interesting. He disagrees with all his rabbeim. V'shchiach v'uchumra b'lotam ki mi gara osa resicha sho'ol l'malei tzal kisim erota v'guf ha'mach latzv shetoch ha'deira u'mevash oba. So he says, I don't understand why it's any less than the guf ha'mach latzmo. And the guf ha'mach latzmo, what would halacha be? We would say that if you're cooking in a pot that hasn't been used for 24 hours, we would say the Michael is mutter. So why should the pot, the lid, be more machmir? And here the Rama says something interesting, very conceptually fascinating, that I believe is very fundamental. And he suggests why it was that some have been machmir, and he rejects it. And ultimately we're going to see that the shach goes in a different direction. The Ramah is very important conceptually, and the Shach is going to be very important l'maisa. So the Ramah says, "Ve'ein l'tchok v'lomar de'davka b'kedera muter nosin tam lufgam de'efshar de'afal gav de'pogum polit ma'at u'miyad she'niflat nispato b'maychol v'lechein ha'pleita enim eskabetzas har b'yachar ad she'tachshol l'davar choshel mikro lufgam v'shari." Maybe, says the Ramah, when do we say nosin tam lufgam is going to be okay? When you have blios that come out from the pot, and slowly they go into the tavshil. So when they slowly go into the tavshil, this tam pogum doesn't give off good taste. This tam pogum doesn't give off this taste. It doesn't give off good taste. Avol, but maybe what my rabbeim and the shari du are thinking, says the Ramah, gabe kisui demash nifla min kisui eina nofel miyad lemaychol. That the problem is that the kisui, which was eina ben yomo, doesn't fall immediately down into the food. That when it gathers together, then it's considered like a ben yomo because it gathers together to create good taste. Says the Ramah, this is a far out svara, and it's not correct. Why is it not correct? So the Ramah doesn't say the Metzius is not correct. The Ramah entertains the idea that it could very well be that on the top of the pot, the taste comes together, and the different parts come together, and it gives a good taste. In contrast to the things that come out, that shoot out of the pot. However, the Ramah says he thinks it's wrong because they misunderstood what is the reason no Saint Tam Lefgam is mutter. They understood that no Saint Tam Lefgam is going to be mutter because the taste gives off is pogum. There's something a little bit bad inside. And therefore, that tam is not tam choshuv. But if you put them all together, it's not the pshat that it gives off bad taste. It just doesn't give off good taste. But if you put it all together, then it might become good taste. That was the svara, he says, maybe Rabosai thought. But he says, but that's not the pshat no sin tam lefgam. The pshat no sin tam lefgam, says the Ramah, is because it's eina ru'uya leger. In other words, it's not considered something that is ochel, that is aser. The halacha is that when it comes to nevela, you're not allowed to eat the nevela, but the Torah says you should give it to the ger. So says the Ramah, now same time lufkam is not the meaning is not that it doesn't give off positive taste into the ochel. And in this case, because there's a lot of it, then it will give tam, good tam, and that it would be the svar. No, you misunderstood how nosin tam lefkam works. Nosin tam lefkam is mutter because the whole thing is considered eina ru'uya leger. It's considered eina ru'uya leger. So this is a very important conceptual Darkei Moshe. It seems to me that the Darkei Moshe backed into a very big machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran that we're going to have in Siman Kuf Gimel, file this away, about what is the pshat that nosin tam lefkam is mutter. The Rashba says that the reason why nosin tam lefkam is mutter is because you don't follow tam kiker. Normally the halacha is that if you have taste inside of a pot, so the taste that it gives off into the ochel is going to be halachically significant, and you're going to say tam kiker. If it's tam pogum, you don't follow its tam, and therefore you follow the regular rules of bittul, right? You need tam ki'ikr in order to say that it's not batel. But if you don't say tam ki'ikr because it doesn't give off a good tam, then it's going to be batel. That is the sheet of the Rashba. The Beis Yosef will quote this in Siman Kuf Gimel. However, the opinion of the Ran is not this way. The opinion of the Ran is, no, it has nothing to do with the concept of not being tam ki'ikr and then you allow batel to kick in. It's not halachically significant at all. It's called eina ru'uya Leger. This is a fascinating machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran, and there are many, many nafkaminos that we'll discuss in Mirtz Hashem in Kuf Gimel. So it would seem to me, I didn't see this written up by anybody, but it would seem to me that this famous discussion, the Ramah himself brought up in terms of explaining his Rabosav, that he said that, oh, maybe my Rabosav believed that when it's all together, this Tam Pogum becomes Shevach, and he says he thinks it's wrong because that's not the correct understanding. It's based on the idea of Eina Ru'uya Leger. Tov, of course, what's going to happen in Shulchan Aruch is the Ramah is going to echo the sentiment that he gives in the Darkei Moshe. Says the Ramah, V'din Kisui Kedera, K'din Kedera Atzma. The din of the Kedera, the Kisui, is like the Kedera itself. The parenthesis says, Das Atzmo. It's his own opinion, V'isr V'heter. V'yesh machmirim b'kisui, there's some more machmir comes to kisui, lomar, da'afal p'ishena ben yomo, dinu kilu ben yomo, v'chein ogim b'ksas mechomos, v'chein ani noeg m'pnei haminuk. This continues, the PhD continues over here. The Ramah says, I'm noeg this way, because that's how my rabbein were noeg, even though he said in the Darkei Moshe that he disagreed with his rabbein. But it's a chumra without a tam. Fascinating in terms of the derech hapsak, in terms of minhagim. Umikol makom v'makom she shum tzad lahatir belavachi oishu l'tzar shabbos o'efshad yesh lahatir imen kisui ben yomo kamo b'kdera atzma. This is, there's no question that one of the reasons that the Ramah became one of the most important poskim in the history of Ashkenazic Jewry is because of this sensitive balance of intellectual honesty, yet at the same time his deference for his rabbeim. And if this was the Minhag HaMorim, he continues that Minhag HaMorim, yet at the same time, he says, if you could find any other tzad to be matir, like Letzaruch Shabbos or Hefsid, so then in such a case, one could be mekel if the kisui is not Ben Yomo. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that he thinks that what the Ramah had quoted from his Rabbeim was not the Pshat, like the Ramah himself had learned in Darkei Moshe. And the Shach introduces another understanding, Kimdumani, that the Minhag HaMorim today is to go with the Shach's understanding in the Shari Dura. Because the Ramah himself says he doesn't understand the Pshat. So the Shach comes up with an interesting Havana. And let's take a look. And that's how the Minhag HaMorim today, Minhag HaMorim HaKadmonim, is the Shach's Havana in the Minhag HaMorim. So let's take a look at the Shach's of Katan Dalit. Miu b'toris chatas kasav ksas tam l'das machmirim. Mishum desvir le dechomir iser zeya v'recha mi iser sha'al yidei tam ma'atzmo. So the Ramah himself, in the Torah's Chatas, gave another explanation, which is very hard to understand, that somehow Zeya is more chomer than Tam by itself. That is of definitely an interesting bar makom if you're giving a chabur on zeya. At the end of the day, that's not the standard. It's not the standard mahalach.
Is that zeya and recha?
Right. That's also strange. Why? Because by recha we paskin recha la milsa. It's wild. It's a wild. Two wild cheetahs for today. Someone needs to give a chabur on. One's the gra. And the other is this Torah's Chatas. This Torah's Chatas is quite wild. I'm sorry?
I was like, but if he's saying, I saw it in his explanation, he's saying the combination of both. It's like he's saying now you have two factors of Tom.
So Ulai, then maybe, yeah, that's Ulai. I don't know the Pshat. Umarshal Bisavaheter, Docha Tam Keyotseba, Bazel, Matov Tchiasa Nitcha Gam Tam Zeh. The Marshal rejected all these things. Vekasa Udidafka, Ba'osan Kisuyim. Shehem ktsarim milamalav yeshba ke'en chalal, k'mo sheyesh b'harbe kisuyim. Va'az i'ef shalakan cham yafesh she'enaki minazeh v'rasicha sha'ala sham. Comes along the Marshal, and he gives an explanation that the Shaf finds intriguing, which, by the way, exists in some top lids even today. And that is that the lid has a point. And the food and the zeya and all the stuff gets stuck over here. Gets stuck in what they call in Hebrew the spitz. And since there is this area, if you notice that many, even our lids, if you have a knob on the top that you use to pick up the lid, a lot of times under that knob there is an area that's a small, narrow area that's higher up than everything else. And that could allow for things to garner right in that area on the top. So the tzarich lamalad. Let's continue. Va'azi yafshel kan cham yafe she'enaki minazei resicha shalasham. And to clean them over there is not easy. Aval ba'osan shem rechavim lemala v'yachol yad lishol ben kan cham yafe ein lamer shu iser v'tzarich lamalad varv da'af she'osu shu makom b'makom akatzar hu davar muat. Even though it's a small area. It's true that fire and heat look for the highest point. So actually, it's going to look for that place to rest towards the highest point. And all the schmutz gets stuck over there. That becomes like nevela. And then the kisui entirely becomes nevela. Kimdumani, that's how most assume. That the pshat in this chumrah of the kadmonim was not to aser all the pots, but rather to aser the pots that have this area on top. So halacha lemaisa, it really depends on what type of lid we were talking about. If you're talking about a lid that doesn't have an area that is prone to gather stuff and zeya and so on at that small area on the top, then we could treat it as Tam Poglum if it's an Eina Ben Yomam. If, however, it's a pot lid that has that, so then one would need to be Meshayer, that area of the pot. Kimdumani, that's how many Paskin to this day. So therefore, if you take a look at the Pischei Tshuvas, that's from my friend in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Rabbi Shraga. So Rabbi Shraga is actually over here, it's on the other side of the Mar Mekomos. So he says, did I photocopy the right one? It looks like it's the wrong page. I'll tell you what he says. It's the wrong, for whatever reason, the wrong page got photocopied. He says as follows. He says a pressure cooker. A lot of times there are, if you'll notice, those things that that have a tremendous amount of heat, they also allow for area that allows a very constrained area where the ear could escape. Those pressure cookers, often there's a lot of zeya that gathers at one particular pace. So I guess he saw it in another post. I don't recall who he quoted from, but he said those types of kisuyim, one would have to be choshesh, have a din of a ben yomo, even when it's not a ben yomo. So one should be beware. The two things. Number one, a the lid pot, where you have something that goes narrow towards the top, that according to the shach, then in such a case you would have to treat it as a ben yomo, even when it's an eina ben yomo, as well as the pressure cookers that where the air, the heat, and the vapor are all going towards one spot. So then in such a case, the zeya tends to get caught in the holes that are made for the air to escape. So then one would also have to be machtur to treat it as an eino ben yomo. Okay, let's finish off. Everything else is relatively straightforward, but let's make sure we do every holy word in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah continues, and the Ramah says, V'im. This is by the Gura in Ches. V'im lacho kisu roseach mikadera shel basar. V'nasnu also al kadera shel chalav. If you take a hot kisui from fleshiga pat and you put it on top of a milchiga pat, im shneim cham shneim asurim, im yesh machal bekadera shel basar v'chalav. That you, it could aser, because then what you're going to have, if you have one that's basar and one chalav, each one could aser each other. We're going to see the shach, who's going to try to explain a little bit better how this works. V'im akisui, tzonein v'akdera chama, namishneim asurin, im hischel azia tachas hakisui de tato gevar. The second case of the Ramah is if you have a kisui that's cold, that's milchik, that you put on to a fleshik de kapat, so then in such a case, then you're going to have the problem of tato gevar, that the lower one is going to heat up the kisui, and it's going to make it, it's going to turn that, let's say it was a milchik de kalid, is going to now make it both basar b'chalav. V'ma kisui cham, if the milchik de kalid was hot, and the fleishik dika pat was called vakteret zones hakol shari. Then, in such a case, everything is going to be mutter because of the rule of tata gvar. Rak ha-maichel tzarech klipa, but the maichel is going to need a klipa for the drops that are coming off from that kisui. Im efshar lekolfo v'im lav hakol shari v'im lo aya maichel bekdera. But if there wasn't any food at all in the kedera hakol shari, then everything is going to be mutter. Da'avik ishtei kederos nogos zu bezu. Because then all you have, if you just have an empty pot and you put down the kisui on top, so there's nothing inside. So then there's no rotev. If there's no rotev, so even if they're both hot, so then it comes back to the sugya of shtei kederos nogos zu bezu, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Let's take a look at the Shach, who does a beautiful job explaining these halachos. Says the Shach, what, there was a question over here?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought this is within the Ramah, but I thought there was a discussion about the Ramah, whether or not he was also going to be mocking or not to do the blessing.
Correct. What you're referring to is the Ramah. Right. The Ramah said l'chatchila, he said not to put these two kederos next to each other. Right. Right. Correct. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. That this is a case that you did it. It already happened. But lechatchila, you're right. According to the Ramah, it shouldn't work. Correct. I think that's correct.
That's
the mashmas. Correct. We had the Ramah earlier. So shachin sifkot and vav. He fleshes out a few things. He fleshes out what exactly is the case in which the lid would aser, and what is the case that the lid would not aser. He says, So he says, even if you have a case where the lid is hot, the kedera is cold, and the lid has moisture, mikol makom shari shemash nifrash min akisui have a klisheni. It's considered a klisheni, the lo dami l'irui. And it's not comparable to irui. So the shach is asking Akasha. We learned that the halacha according to Ramah is that if this is hot, and this is cold, and there's lachluchis, so then in such a case, the lower one is going to make the top one hot, and if it stays for an extended period of time, then the top now becomes basar b'chalav, and then it's possible for basar b'chalav to fall into the tavshil. Says the shach, but in a case in which the top is hot, so then there's only moisture, hot moisture coming from the milchik dikka lid onto the lip of the fleshik dikka pot, and he says, those are tipos, and he says, that would not have a din of irui. The shach is bothered that we learned that the halacha is that irui could aser. So he says, on tipos, then such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. That's what the shach says. Now this shach, I want to point out, is consistent with the Chachmas Adam that we've mentioned in the past in Nun Tes Beis. That the Chachmas Adam says that tipos are mutter, that there isn't a dinah of irui. So the shach is mechadesh, you could have held differently, but the shach is mechadesh that over here, since the kisui that's above is hot and the lower one is below, this he claims is a classic case of ilah gavar, and we're not going to say irui because it's only tipos, and therefore we'd be able to be matir. The shach then goes on and quotes cholkim, but he likes this explanation, and that's what comes out lahalacha. Tov, tam v'nishlam, b'siyat d'shmaya, we finish Simin Sadi Gimel. Be'ezer Hashem, on Monday, we'll begin fascinating Simin Sadi Dalid, and slowly what we're going to do is begin to solve almost all shailas. By the end of Sadi Dalid, we should be able to answer every single shaila that comes up, of when a spoon is put into this, and when a pot cover is put on top of that, etc., etc. We're almost done with all that. That's all we need is Simin Sadi Dalit, and we could start asking ourselves questions. What's the halach of this? If this was Ben Yoma, this was Eina Ben Yoma, etc., etc. We should, by Sadi Dalit, we're all done with that. And then we're going to begin Simin Sadi Hei, which is probably the most practical Simin in all of Issur V'Heter, and that's the sugya of Nat Bar Nat. I would say 30, 40, 50, 60% of all shilas are not bar not shilas. And so by then we'll really be through most of, almost all pots and pans shilas in terms of lemaisa. So that's that should be helpful. In terms of just testing yourself, as opposed to chazara from the shiurim and the poskim, just for testing yourself in terms of how much, you know, we've internalized of the practical questions. So I highly recommend the Sefer Ezer L'Shulchan has very, very good questions. So just to read through those questions and be able to see if you can answer them. And on the bottom of the page, he has the answers. For the Bechinos, so the Rabbanut gives tests which are very, very, very thorough. But because the questions are so large, sometimes you don't get to the maisa practical questions. In other words, they want you to summarize the whole sugi with all the rishonim. But sometimes you want to get a sense of whether you've done iser v'heter, that the common questions that you're able to answer, the Rabbanut test is not good for that. It's good for other things. But if you're looking to be able to test yourself, can I answer the very, very basic questions, I'd recommend the questions in the Sefer Ezer L'Shulchan. Shkoyach. Yes, Binyamin, I'm sorry that I didn't want to get too much involved.
So I just want to...